So I've been monitoring some national headlines. It looks like the House narrowly passed another $3 trillion act to or bills. It's some like what was it like 1,800 pages or something, but it doesn't sound like the Senate is going to move forward with that.
Well, the Senate is not taking any action, and I think that's a real shame. One of the big pieces of that legislation that the House passed was an effort to get help directly to state and local governments and county governments, tribal governments. This is really needed. We're seeing in Minnesota that cities around the state are looking at layoffs and furloughs of their employees. And these are like our first responders. It's police and fire and teachers and bus drivers and the folks that we count on every day. So I think it's really urgently important that the Senate take this up. And unfortunately, Mitch McConnell doesn't seem interested in that right now. And I think that's a missed opportunity. And it's going to put even more pressure on Minnesota as we're trying to recover and respond to this.
The responsibility of responding to this pandemic has largely fallen on the states.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, one thing that we did do, which was very good, is in March, we, in the big CARES Act, we passed $150 billion of support to state and local governments. And those dollars mostly went right to the state of Minnesota. And there is still dollars to be distributed there. The governor and the legislature have been negotiating on how those dollars should be distributed. And that will help, but it is that will help to reimburse states for the expenses that they've incurred to respond to COVID, you know, setting up emergency operations center and public information and other costs that they've had. But that only gets us part of the way there, right? Because states have seen such a big drop in their revenues, and that's the dollars that they use to pay for police and fire.
All right. And I also saw a headline that you are highlighting the affordable housing issue that I think you said exacerbated by this pandemic?
Yes, yesterday in the Senate Banking Committee, we heard testimony from the Secretary of the Treasury, Mnuchin, and the head of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, and I asked them about how they thought this COVID-19 crisis might affect the availability of affordable housing, which is a problem even before the COVID-19 outbreak. And I'm, of course, so worried that people who have been suddenly find themselves unemployed are not going to be able to pay rent, pay their mortgage, and that will possibly start another housing crisis like we saw in 2008. So what I'm doing at the Senate is to push to allow for mortgage and rent forbearance for people who are not able to pay their bills. And I think we're going to need to do more also to make sure that we can recover, come out of this, and have better access to affordable housing around the state, including on tribal lands, where it's really a big challenge.
All right. So is there anything else you wanted to discuss with us here in northern Minnesota before I let you go here?
I just hope everybody will stay healthy and well, and it's a good thing that springtime is coming.
Yes, we're all thankful for that. All right. All right, Senator,
so
have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.